excuse to throw down some Zeppelin. But in particular, Little Fool in the Rain. There's the unmistakable beat of the late, great John Bonham on the drums.
I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight?
And drumming is on our minds as we welcome somebody who's a friend of mine for a long time, and she is behind a drum-a-thon, so that's just intriguing right there. The cause is breast cancer, and April Samuels has drummed for a lot of bands. I think I ran across her when she was working with Frog Knot, a Dallas band, and she's just done a lot of stuff for a lot of people, and then I guess I want to say about a decade ago, breast cancer survivor, and is now the guiding light behind the Breast Cancer Can Stick It Foundation. Get it? Stick it, as in drumsticks. April is here. Big, cool event coming at the beginning of next month. How you doing?
Hey, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me, Mark.
It is my enormous, enormous pleasure. First of all, what is the Breast Cancer Can Stick It Foundation?
So we raise funds for mammograms, financial assistance for treatment, and research and trials. And it goes to Parkland for the research, for the financial assistance and mammograms. And then for the research and trials, it's Baylor Samuels Cancer Center in Dallas. And so basically we're a music-minded foundation. So we're kind of different from a lot of the other foundations out there. And that we're really, you know, about drums and drumming, making a lot of noise.
as has been your legacy. And the website is breastcancercanstickit.org, breastcancercanstickit.org. What is Drumathon 2019?
Drumathon is the coolest thing, man. So what we started doing is we fundraise starting back in May. So people fundraise online, and it's primarily drummers, but anyone can fundraise. It's at drumathon.org. That's with two M's, drumathon.org. And you can go there, register. Anybody can fundraise. The top 35 fundraising drummers get to play a drum solo at the event. The event is October the 6th at Clyde Warren Park in downtown Dallas. And so what's really cool about it is we have live music from the Breast Cancer Can Stick It band, which I play in, just like Pink will be playing this year. We're going to have celebrity drummers from Jason Aldean, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Joan Jett's former drummer, Danzig drummer,
whoa,
Old Skillet drummer,
whoa,
yeah, Brett Michaels drummer, yeah, everything. It's just like so cool. We have so many amazing celebrities supporting this year after year. We have an incredible alumni that's been a part of Drumathon. And what makes it really super unique is the day of the event, so the celebrities will play drums at one point or another, and then you can actually pay to get up on a drum set next to them and jam alongside them. Any age, any skill level, doesn't matter. You get up and jam with a celebrity drummer. So it's really pretty cool.
And this is October 6th at Clyde Warren Park. And so what's the best website for people to go to for specific info on that?
Drumathon.org. That's with two M's. DrumMathon.org. And it starts at...
Go ahead.
Yes. Starts at 10 a.m.
Very cool. Drumathon.org. Right. What was it that, so you're growing up and you like music and you figure it'll play some music. What led you to become a drummer?
You know, my brother was taking guitar lessons in a store in Plano. It's Nadine's Music Manor. They're actually still a sponsor for us. They've been sponsoring us since the beginning. So cool. Mm-hmm. And I was 5 years old and I was in the store with my mom and we're waiting for my brother at his guitar lesson. And I just kind of pulled on her. I'm like, Mom, I want some drumsticks. So I saw them and I was just really infatuated with them. And she bought them for me. Prior to that, I had seen drums. Like my cousin had a drum set. My best friend's brother had a drum set. And I was just like totally drawn to drums. And I mean, ever since then, you know how it's gone. It's just been awesome. It's just my life, you know.
What was it is. And so what was it that led to where you decided, I can do this. I can be in bands. I can do this for a living. I can do gigs. When did that take shape?
Well, me and my brother started playing together, just jamming at home and stuff like that. I started gigging out, I think it was 1988. I hate saying that, but yeah, 1988.
That's quite all right.
started gigging out. And it just really took off, you know. It's been so much fun, and it's kind of funny because I play mostly with guys. It just has worked out that way. And, you know, you hear people say that, you know, maybe there's sexism out there or whatever. I have not really experienced that at all. It's been just fabulous. I've played with tons of amazing musicians and just been really blessed.
So you're cruising along, doing various kinds of things, musically and otherwise, and then the breast cancer diagnosis.
Yeah. So it was in July of 2010. I found a lump and went in, and I was going pretty regularly because I had what are called fibrocystic breasts. And so I had a lot of lumps and things all the time. And so I really didn't think much about it, but they wanted to keep an eye on it. About 3 months later, I came back, and this lump had grown to twice the size. So they wanted to do a biopsy. And the thing that was really cool, Mark, was like 2 days before I got the results of that biopsy, I remember laying in bed, and I was just struck that if I have breast cancer, I need to be the biggest advocate in the fight against breast cancer that I could be. It was just like, you know, it was like my calling. It was so crazy. 2 days later, I got the call. I was diagnosed with what's called triple negative breast cancer, which is a more aggressive, more likely to recur form of breast cancer, and started treatment and had a double mastectomy. I actually did not do reconstruction because of the severity of the cancer. Just wanted to make it easier to find any cancer that might return. And then I had 4 months of chemo, and then I was back out drumming again.
That's just crazy. And it
small
has
break.
Been, exactly, just a little breather. And, yeah. And everything, and now, I mean, how often do you have to go back and make sure that we haven't had a return engagement?
The thing that's so cool, Mark, is after 8 years with triple negative breast cancer, you're just as likely to get it again as someone who's never had it. So I was let go earlier this year, and I'm just so blessed to be, you know, cancer-free. I mean, almost 9 years now, cancer-free.
Well, that is magnificent, and that is the path we'd ideally like for nobody to ever get it. But for those who are survivors and for those who care about breast cancer, here it is, April Samuels and Drumathon 2019. Tons of drummers, people who have drummed for others. You can get up there and pound some yourself. Drumathon.org with two M's, drumathon.org. And listen, if you're just in downtown Dallas October 6th, I think the sound alone should be enough to draw a crowd. So,
well, yeah, I wanted to tell you one more thing.
Sure.
Is the Dallas Mavericks drum line will be coming out, so you'll definitely be hearing it for sure.
That a sweet, magnificent rhythm. Drumathon 2019, October 6th, Clyde Warren Park. Registration is open. Sign up today, drumathon.org. April, thank you. Appreciate it very much, and I'll be sure to remind people of it between now and then.
Thank you so much. Love you, Mark.
God bless. Love you back, April Samuels. Very cool. Very cool.